Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our program is a gentleman that's right over here looking down somewhere. I don't know. He's got birthday greetings coming in on his phone or something. Let me take a look. Oh, okay.
It's everywhere.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and the only Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the show,
Sultan,
Fred.
The Sultan
Happy birthday. Cha-cha-cha.
He's being feeded all day today, Sultan.
It was, Mike, before you leave, Mike Geary came in here today because Mike is one of the greatest. He's come up with a new birthday rendition. Can we sing it, Mike?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Ready?
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Happy birthday, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Fred Dreyer's birthday today, in case you haven't gathered. And Fred is happy. Look, we've made him so excited.
I was really riding high until I came in here.
Yes, really. Yes. Just
suddenly,
the famous birthday scowl from Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
I took a torpedo aft of the stern.
Yes, well, that was good. That was Paul Stern, who used to work here. That's after that.
Yeah, well.
Neighbor Paul.
We miss Neighbor Paul in days
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, we
today.
Do.
There's stuff to blame on him. You know, we can blame a lot of stuff
I still
him.
Blame everything on him when everything.
Well, I mean, that's.
Neighbor
we,
Paul.
We got to find that. That's a birthday wish.
Remember when
we hire somebody in this organization that we can blame stuff on.
Yeah, remember when he came to your home and borrowed a cup of sugar? Did you ever get that returned?
Well, he also took a chair with him. I'm waiting for the chair to come
back. That's right. He got a chair. And that car you had, remember? He took that van. You had it parked in front of your house. That was a souped-up van, man. That was on videos and everything. YouTube. The works. He took that thing on you. You're calm about this thing. This was a classic Volkswagen VW van, Fred.
You know what happened to it?
What?
He drove off and the engine blew up.
That's he was unhurt. Everything was good. All right, we're going to take a break. It is Fred Dreyer's birthday today. We got a lot to talk about. 4th of July celebrations that have gone awry. We got everything going on here. We got craziness in sports. We say the politics of sports. Politics have just laid themselves down right on top of some sports stories today. We got that and a whole lot more. Plus, a big birthday cake, I'm sure, is about to arrive for Fred Dreyer's birthday. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn and the birthday boy, Fred Dreyer.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only birthday boy today, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm trying to dial you down here in this little black box, and I'm having a tough time.
Really?
Here we go. Oh, here we go.
You got it now? You got the right one now?
Here we go.
All right, he's dialed us down. So if we could, please.
What'd you say?
I said.
That's perfect.
Trying to dial.
It's perfect.
All right, let's wish you some birthday greetings here and get to we do the show, and I have to tell everybody, it's very important for everyone to understand that this show comes to you every week, but we're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Radio, and then we do video on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on everywhere, Periscope, you name it, it's there. And so if you want to check things out, go to our YouTube feed, go to the Facebook Live feed, and you can go and make some comments there. You can always email us as well, freddryer@crntalk.com. That's Fred, F-R-E-D,
yep,
Dryer.
That's right.
D-R-Y, there's your dry, E-R, it's your You put it together, it's your dryer at crntalk.com. Now, let's go to the chat room here in Facebook and see what we got here for you. Happy birthday from James. He's in Glendale, Arizona. Says to say a happy birthday to you. Norma says happy birthday from a Steelers fan.
Oh, good. They're out there.
A Steelers fan?
Yeah.
Aren't they the guys that beat you guys in the Super Bowl?
Yes, you're correct about that.
Do you know who was, we were having a conversation with John Hansen, who's got a new restaurant in Long Beach. He was talking about your buddy Vince Ferragamo was at a bar and the TV, and they were rerunning a replay of, what year was that? Was that the 79 Super Bowl?
Yes, it was.
At the Rose Bowl, and he says, oh, I'll turn it off. And Vince said, no, keep it on. Maybe we'll win the game this time. That's your buddy Vince Ferragamo.
Well, look, that's not a surprise to me.
That's true.
Or to my teammates.
Happy birthday from Norma. She's a Steeler fan. Happy birthday, Norma. Thank you.
Thank you, Norma.
Says happy birthday, Fred. Always a great show. Myra is there. We haven't heard from Myra. And she says 76 on 7-6 and Stallone and George Bush.
That's, yeah, that is right. We have Sly, and we have
Sylvester Stallone and George Bush.
And we have George Bush.
7-6. Are they on your birthday?
Yeah, they're exactly July 6, 46.
How do you like that? George Bush, huh? You could be president.
Yeah, well, you know, he should have let me help him out there. He wouldn't have had such a dim presidency.
You're friends with Sylvester Stallone. You do a pretty good impression, I'll bet, of Sylvester Stallone. That's what I thought. So Shannon says, a happy birthday, beautiful man. Happy, beautiful, beautiful man. Ooh. Would like an autographed picture of you, my guy. How do I do that? That's from Shannon as well. She wants someone to get an autographed picture of you. How do we do that? Are you going to do one of those events again that are coming up?
Yeah, we should, but we got to get a hold of Samantha.
GalaxyCon.com is where Fred makes appearances. You can get autographed photographs. You can probably go there now and ask for a Fred Dreyer photograph. It's GalaxyCon, 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 CON.com.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's still some autographed photographs available there of you. They'll mail them out and get them out to you so you can ask them all about that. Now, also we have here today a big question. We should get to this one here. It looks like our first big fan question today. Happy birthday, Fred, from Ottawa. This is Bernard here. He says, Fred, with USC, it's a birthday question.
Yes.
Fred, with USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten Conference, do you think that we will eventually see a super conference? I guess money talks. Could you see your Aztecs moving to the Pac-12? What do you think, Fred?
Well, the Aztecs, they're in the Mountain West now.
Yeah.
They have not liked that spot, being in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons is because of the television time frames.
Right.
You know, if you're back east and you're not going to watch San Diego State play, let's say UCLA, like they have a couple of times.
Right.
You're going to probably have to wait for the next morning to watch the game. I mean, it's stupid. They don't like the conference.
Okay.
But so perhaps maybe the Aztecs will find room in the Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is now, and they'll find their own little niche as other people squirm and move around.
Well, let's get your thoughts on this, because since the question came out there, and thanks, Bernard, for the question, they're saying USC and UCLA really caused a big seismic shift in college football realignment, because they announced this last week they're going to join the Big Ten Conference in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wondering the reason why, and it turns out money is the key motivating factor behind UCLA moving to the Big Ten. It wasn't just another case of greed and profit, but one of real need. Apparently, UCLA, according to the LA Times, was about to cut sports. UCLA was looking at the possibility of cutting almost half its sports programs, according to this new report from the
UCLA
Times.
UCLA.
UCLA was running out of money hand over fist until the Big Ten comes along. Given their athletic department finances, UCLA faced the prospect of cutting sports had the school not agreed to bolt for the Big Ten, according to the report. And they said, the report continues, that the timing isn't certain and the number of teams that would have been affected isn't known, but the Bruins were headed down toward an Olympic sports Armageddon without the infusion of cash that will accompany its departure from the Pac-12 conference in 2024. Now, with the move to the Big Ten, UCLA should be able to make enough money to keep their Olympic sports programs going well into the future. Your thoughts, Fred?
UCLA sends more people, more students, more athletes into the world marketplace of sports than most schools, and they have this last go around. They need extra money to support those programs, those athletic programs. It takes a lot of money to get behind. If you're at UCLA and you decide you're going to go into the track and field for the Olympics, that's a big ordeal. It's a big commitment by the student. It's also a big commitment by the school. And so what's wrapping up here is they were looking down the barrel of going bankrupt, the school was, without an infusion of money. And this was the quickest way to correct this problem. It's all money, no matter what you say. It's all money.
Exactly.
And so they had a very, very successful decision-making panel set up here this last couple of months, and they all came out and just said, we want our programs. You know, that guy, can we find out? I forgot. I should be more prepared here. But why? What happened to the commissioner of the Pac-12?
Oh, I think they
met. Was it Gordon?
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 met, and we got more here in the story to talk about. They're looking, and they're in session right now to see what's going to be going on.
But that guy, I'm assuming it's Gordon.
Am I right? It is. I don't know.
Well, anyway, the Pac-12 commissioner was so incompetent that he failed. You know, to protect the Pac-12 by negotiating television packages.
Exactly.
And the whole thing's on TV. You can't tell me that there isn't a sports lust across the country, if not around the world, of UCLA, SC, Pac-12 athletes. I mean, if you take a look at the amount of people that are being put into global sports out of the Pac-12, it's staggering. And now this guy here refused to do a television package. He refused to be competent enough to help out these athletes.
Exactly.
And help out the school. Now when he woke up, literally woke up and said, hey, guess what, SC, UCLA are leaving, he was, hey, wait a minute, I'll make a phone call tomorrow, we can negotiate some new sports packages. Too late.
Too little too late. We're going to continue with this topic here when we come back a little bit. It's a big story this week. Again, UCLA and USC leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. Will it be a super division? We'll find out more. Stay with us here. The Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the birthday boy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the sports lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only birthday boy. Yes, it is his birthday today. Almost a July 4th baby. But now, celebration for the July 4th time, it lingered on. And on the 6th of July, the world was impassioned with the one and only Fred Dreyer. What you got there? Pictures
this
up there?
This is my granddaughter's right there.
Look at there. Oh, yeah. The picture went off. Put it back on again. Tap the screen. There you go. Get it back up there and see your beautiful daughters,
Emma and
granddaughters.
Ellie. Emma and Ellie. Anyway, this has
great phone
there. This technology. Hey,
it's good.
This technology.
Yes.
This allows me to communicate with people such as you.
Yes, I know.
So be careful. Yeah,
careful what's going on.
Be careful over there.
All right, let's get back to some birthday wishes and then we'll get back to our story. But first, we got a lot of people here in our chat room today on Facebook Live. You can go there, wish Fred a happy birthday. Email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Kathy says, happy birthday, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you.
And many more.
Thank you.
From Wandale and El Camino College.
You know, when people say that, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I think most people would say, gosh, that's wonderful. I think mm-hmm. what they mean is that the happiness that you get by having friends around your cupcake and you have your candle in there and you're lighting it and mm-hmm. you're having a good time. I think people always wish people the very best. Sometimes you have to find out. You know, just here's happy 76. I'm 76. Happy 76. And here's hoping for 76 more. You know,
that's right.
If I took them literally, I would be.
That's good.
I'd be in tough straits.
Did you just call me cupcake? Okay.
I can do that.
Don't forget you want to...
I can amend that. Let me put that in the notes.
Facebook Live.
I'm going to put that in the notes.
You can wish Fred a happy greeting for you. And don't forget, you can email him, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y, Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. You don't have to write it down, Fred, but you got it there now anyway.
Look, Mike is now a cupcake. That's all I need.
Thank you very much. Fred Dreyer and Cupcake. We've got Gay has said, happy birthday, Fred. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Darla, the women are coming out of the woodwork here for you. Happy birthday, Fred, from Darla.
Thank you.
Lori says, happy birthday, Fred, from the crazy Iowa girl. Hope you enjoyed the seagull I made. Did she get a seagull that she sent to you or something?
When was that sent to me?
I don't know.
A seagull.
Seagull.
That'd be more specific.
And was she the one, did she drive out to see you at an autograph session?
I know somebody.
Chris says, happy birthday to the handsome Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you.
That's
much.
Out there. Now,
thank you.
Also
thank you.
Taking care of some business today, our friend Mancow, you know, the guy who works in Chicago, he loves you.
Well, I love him.
And he said, coming up, I believe in October, he's coming out to do a signing at a show in Burbank, and he said, I want Fred Dreyer to be next to me, he says, and I will get him set up there at the show. Are you interested in
Oh, absolutely. When Mancow
with Mancow?
Yeah, absolutely.
He said he'd take you to dinner afterwards, and he'd buy you some ice cream. I said, hey, Mancow, you take Fred out, you buy him salmon and broccoli. Yeah, Fred Dreyer. Anyway, so finishing up on this Pac-12 thing that we were talking about. So this makes, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC, these are the two big conferences right now. The SEC still is the dominant league, winning 12 of the last 16 national championships. The Big Ten currently laps every other league in money made, and that's thanks to their landmark TV deal. Now, listen to this.
Yeah.
The Big Ten inked a deal starting in 2017 that runs for 6 years. 6 years, it's worth $2.65 billion. Distributed over 6 years. Okay? Compare that with what you were just talking about with the Pac-12 deal. That's worth $3 billion lasting 12 years.
Yeah, that's
about, it's half price.
That's a rip.
Yeah. So they say going forward.
And all this was done, excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
All this was done while Commissioner Gordon, I think that's his name, of the Pac-12 was sleeping.
Yes,
this guy was asleep.
You're sure you're not thinking about Batman with Commissioner Gordon?
Well, I'm thinking of both of them.
It's good.
If both have the same name as Gordon, true.
Will let us know. The commissioner. I should look it up for you. I'll get it for you. Anyway, going forward, they say reports indicate the Big Ten could make up to $1 billion per year on its next media deal, netting each member school $62.5 million per year.
Oh, man.
That's compared to the $33.6 million the Pac-12 handed out to each school in its most recent reporting. So that'd be double. It's amazing.
It would be double.
This is great. So, and the Pac-12 now, they're accelerating negotiations for media rights in the wake of the UCLA-USC exit, and they're pushing up negotiations. They're right there.
Well, they're getting down to business now.
Yeah. Their current media rights deal ends in 2024. It was that 12-year deal, and they're going to be hoping to get this going. The Pac-12 already had the lowest distribution number among Power 5 schools, paying its member institutions $19.8 million in 2021 and then losing the two Southern California schools that likely is going to be dropping that number down.
Well, I hope they get everything tucked in before the presidential elections in 2024.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so, because that's going to be
just an observation.
It's going to be another big deal. Yeah. Now, baseball news. I was looking around this weekend, and I was looking, you know, who's your favorite all-time baseball manager? Your favorite all-time.
It goes back to my childhood.
Yeah.
It goes back to...
Walter Alston.
No, it goes back to when I was a kid watching the Yankees on TV. Remember, West Coast baseball did not kick off till 1958.
Okay.
Everything going up to that was on Channel 4 News.
That's right.
And so you had what's his name?
Casey Stengel.
You had Casey Stengel and Ralph Houk.
Yeah.
Ralph Houk was in there right after that. And so I still go by the fact that I think the Yankees were such an imposing, powerful impression on me as a kid for baseball. It was amazing.
What about the manager that was with the Yankees when the Babe was there and they won all those World Series? Johnny, what was his name? I forget, but he was...
Johnny Lujack.
No. That was Larry Lujack. He was a DJ in Chicago. So let me ask you this question. Who do you think has the best one-loss percentage, the best one-loss percentage of all time for baseball? Who would you say? What manager? The best wins against losses percentage-wise, more wins than losses of all time.
Well,
would it be Casey Stengel?
Early Yankee teams.
The early Yankee teams. Wouldn't you think that was it?
Probably.
Yeah. Wrong. The answer?
Yeah.
Dave Roberts, number one. Best percentage of wins against losses.
The sampling is
all time.
No. That's a bit much of a stretch.
All time.
How long has he been a coach? 5 years?
Yeah, five,
let him,
7 years.
Let him,
six,
let
seven
him
years.
Coach for 30 years,
right
20
now
years.
He's in first place, pal.
Well, we love that.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm telling you. So congratulations
so
to Dave.
So Dave should just say he should get off the train now and then and let someone else manage and he can go to the Hall of Fame. Is that right?
That's what I do. I'd quit right now.
I'd
retire. How's that bench going? Are you ready to take it on?
You have a job to do, Mike.
I'd go get Red Stitch one, and I'd just sit there and nap and go, yeah.
You would have.
I got the winningest percentage. And if he starts to lose out, get back into baseball, manage for another year or so, and get a good team.
You got to get a Red Stitch van to go down and pick him up.
I know.
Because he'll
love
be
Dave.
So
Fred and I talk managing all the time, and it's just different than when we were kids. It's like you got to coddle the players more these days. And it's like gets us a little upset because you should just want to go out there and hit the ball. The Dodgers showed some signs of life with Max Muncy and Justin Turner seem to be coming back in a couple of games. And if that gets going for the Dodgers, watch out.
Well, you're right. First of all, we complain, ladies and gentlemen, all you great fans out there. We complain, Mike and I do. And we're going to complain tonight really good because it's my birthday. Where are you going? He just left. But yeah, you have to understand that the Dodgers believe in this system of metrics. And instead of just saying, you know what, we're going to let the instincts and the baseball acumen of our manager lead our team each and every day. What we're stuck with now is we've got a manager that believes in metrics. And he's
that's kind of they all do
falls,
nowadays.
Well, yeah, they do. But he kind of falls to the wayside when the guys don't hit. If your club does not hit, remember they all went into
a slump.
They all went into the season here expecting this greatest lineup in history to deliver some hit and run and some base hits and some power knocks. When they desperately needed them, and now that they haven't been able to hit, although they are now, haven't been able to hit 50, 60 games into the season, we've got an issue that suddenly Dave is a genius manager again because they're hitting, and he doesn't have to rely on the matrix of playing baseball, such as stealing, bunting, doing all the things necessary to generate and create runs. You know, of course, if you have the runs, you got to take something for it. But anyway,
you're right. I think that's kind of the key thing to it. But you know, you got to give some credit in there to Dave. All the managers now, he's obviously number one on the list. But you go all time, he's still up there at number one.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yes, I heard what you said.
Did you?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break and come back with more. Here, it's the birthday. You can say whatever you want to. It's your birthday show.
I want you to respond to my funny stories.
Okay, I will do it. Stories.
What? This is my birthday. I'm going to start ripping off jokes.
We're going to be right back in the Sports Lounge right here from CRN.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
We're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only all-pro defensive end, the iconic actor, the one and only Fred Dreyer on his birthday.
On my birthday.
So Dave Roberts, best percentage of all managers in baseball at this point in his career.
After 5 years.
That's all right. He's got .622 as his winning percentage. In second place, the great Joe McCarthy.
After how many
of
years?
Of the Yankees, at least three, at .615 percentage. I don't know. How many? Joe McCarthy did 20 years, you know? He recorded...
the other guy, what's his name, did 31 years.
Yeah, he was... Joe's record is 2,125 wins against 1,333 losses. He managed 3,487 games, maybe about 10 times more than, six times more than Dave has done. But Dave's got a long career ahead of him, so we'll see.
Well, he does, but he hasn't got there yet. So right now there's an asterisk. On the side of Dave's name.
Let's get back to our, if we can, go here and see some more birthday wishes coming your way, Fred. This is big stuff. And
this is kind of like an avalanche of birthday wishes now.
Here comes Lee. She says, happy birthday from Leona in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland Indians. You know, they're still there, the Indians.
I have heard more sports announcers call them the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, God bless them.
So, and here's one other question for you.
That's what they are.
What's with this tomahawk chop? Did you see the game the other day where is it Matt Ryan? Is that the guy that took Freddie Freeman's place or whatever? Matt Olson. So Matt Olson's there, and he gets a hit, and he ends up at first base, and behind the back of Freddie Freeman, he's going like this, and all of a sudden he turns around and he hits Freddie in the shoulder with that chop, and Fred goes back and says, excuse me. He was doing some stinky stuff behind Freddie Freeman's back.
Olson?
Yeah, and why are they still got the tomahawk chop there, Atlanta? You're supposed to be a wonderful team.
That's derogatory.
Doing? That's exactly right.
That's what happens when the Indians invaded, Custer's last stand. They all did the tomahawk chop.
Cleveland Indians, and I still like the Washington Redskins as well.
I love the Skins.
Back to your birthday wishes. We have Shannon says, thank you, I will look. So she's checking things out for you. Neighbor Paul is here. Paul Stern has written to you and says, and I'm sure he didn't know it was your birthday because he didn't say happy birthday.
He didn't say happy birthday?
Nope. Will the Lowry's Beef Bowl resume after taking a year off due to COVID-19? What do you think on that one, Fred? What's your answer there? That's a question. The Lowry's Beef Bowl.
What kind of an inane question is that?
That's from Neighbor Paul wants to know.
Where is he? Is he in Palm Springs?
Little sunny, gets a little hot out there these days.
I think he needs to put a hat on.
All right. Also, we have a birthday wish from Carl. Happy birthday. It's all about money in sports. Remember when we only had 11 bowl games? You're right about that, Carl. Kim says, hey, Fred, from a fan in Alabama. And let's see who else is here. We got some more. Mary says, my husband Mike says, happy birthday to you. What about you, Mary?
Yeah, what about you? Yeah,
apparently you're appealing to her husband. Mary doesn't really care much.
Let's move off that one.
Kim says, happiest birthday wishes. Lori says, Seagull sent a couple of weeks ago, she said she sent to you, and it was beaded in a frame that says Beach Life. So you better check that mail over there. Mary says, we'd love to know.
Well, you know, L.A. mail, if you don't send it UPS or FedEx, you're taking your life in your hands.
That's it. Mary says, we'd like to know, what was your favorite birthday gift as a kid? I'd like to know that. What was your favorite birthday gift?
You know, I used to tell them I didn't want stuff. Yeah. I didn't collect stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to be with my pals and stuff and have cake. That's what I wanted.
So you love cake?
That's just it. You know, just simple.
You don't eat cake normally, but for birthdays you have cake.
I have cake. I love cake.
Okay, it's good. So cake is his favorite gift.
Yeah.
Apparently that's in chocolate chip cookies also. Charles says, happy birthday, Fred Dreyer. Vicky, happy birthday. Vicky also says, wishing you a happy birthday from Cahokia, Missouri.
Wow.
K-A-H-O-K, Cahokia. That's pretty Cahokia. Good. Yeah.
Hi, 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 hi,
that's Cahokia. And Mary,
that's the Cahokia tribe.
Mary says, happy birthday. And did you introduce Matusak to Warhol? Oh, we've got some pictures we should show with that, shall we? Andy Warhol, did you introduce Matusak to Andy Warhol?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I might have.
Well, we got to, let's get to our fans here. We got pictures here sent in by our class valedictorian.
Is of, that the person, of John Matusak?
Is that the person that takes all the pictures, the valedictorian, right?
I know this, that the first words out of Andy's mouth was when he saw John Matusak was, oh, my God.
All right. Okay, happy birthday from Pamela. And she says, in honor of your birthday, she has for us today some favorite career photos for you. First, you at Lawndale High School, and this is where you sported old number 77, I believe.
No, that was San Diego State. They got the order mixed up.
Oh, boy. Well, so in high school, hold on a second. Hold on. We got to change this around. So at Lawndale High School, you were number 84.
I was 84.
So 84, working your way up to 89.
89 was New York Giants right there.
So 84 is you at Lawndale High School. Then I
went to San Diego State.
Then you went to San Diego State, and at that one we marked you down to 77.
Yes.
We got a deal on you at San Diego State.
Right, that's
and
right.
You were good there. 84, and we got him for 77. So he was there. And then from there you headed out when you signed pros there, and they get
New York Giants,
number 89 as a New York Giant, the young stud Fred Dreyer there, all pro defensive end starting out his career.
And that's why I'm telling the news people, get off my field.
Yeah, right, you were kicking them off the field,
right? That's where it started.
Okay, these pictures, by the way, will all be posted up at our sportslounge.com website, so you can check that out. And then you went to the L.A. Rams.
That's 1972.
72 with the L.A. Rams, and there you are with, can't see your number, but I'm guessing it's number 89.
It's 89,
at that time,
pal,
right?
It sure is.
It's good. And then from there, you go to a different uniform, looks like a workout uniform here.
That's a team jersey.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a team jersey there, 89. It looks a little lighter. And then that picture there, you go from there. You sported a beard at one point. Tell us about this, Fred Dreyer number 89. How long did you have the beard?
Well, it's a beard.
Yeah, but how long did you have it?
2 years.
2 years? That made you mean looking.
75.
That's mean.
75, 76 maybe.
That was really mean. And then from there, you had a, it looked like a great collection of helmets. Were these all?
Those were all the helmets I had worn.
All right. So the first one on the left looks like it could be your high school helmet. Is that from Lawndale?
84.
Yep. That's 84 right there.
And then the one that's not down here in picture, is not represented in a picture, the one in the middle, the gray one, is El Camino College.
Oh, El Camino is that the grayish, bluish one right there? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right in front.
What about that red one?
The red one is San Diego State.
And what about the red one, the white one with the red and blue stripes on it?
That's the New England Patriots.
Because you were there for a breath of fresh air.
I was there long enough to put that helmet in my bag.
And then you got the New York Giants there, and then you got a couple of Rams versions there. Are they both the same, similar?
Well, you see the difference in the helmets?
Yeah.
The reason those helmets are there is the helmet in the back or in the middle is the separated. The horns are separated in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the corny helmets. But
you
the
like
ones in the front, the ones in the front, see how wide and connected they are?
They're connected.
That's the
just
Ram
like
helmet.
Like a real Ram would have.
That's the Ram helmet.
You got it. All right, and then finally we got this last picture here, and this goes along with our comment there on the room. This was the cover of, what was this? Tell us about this.
This is
picture.
Andy Warhol's Interview magazine.
Yes.
And when I met Andy at a party that was given for some artistic peoples out here at UCLA.
Right.
And I showed up there stumbling around trying to get a drink. And I was invited to a dinner party for all the art docents. at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel,
right,
Beverly Hills. So I went in there and I sat next to a woman by the name of Susan Blonde, B-L-O-N-D.
Okay.
She was a friend of Andy's, worked at his factory.
Okay.
And also was in a couple of his movies. She was infamous for her movie acting in Andy's movies when he was making them. And so I sat next to her, and she was very forthcoming. We had a lot of fun chatting. And so she was. Andy was sitting to my right, then to right next to, squeezed in between me and Andy was Susan Blonde, and she said to Andy, "I want you to put Fred on the cover of Interview." He says, "Oh, okay, but we have to start right now and start taking pictures."
And this was
so
the one.
So he started taking a bunch of pictures.
And this was the one.
Well, this was a studio polished picture, but Bob Colicella, which is another producer in the magazine, another artist.
Yeah.
He came out to my place in Long Beach when I was playing for the Rams. And he took some photographs, and one of those photographs is the one you see right there on the cover.
The cover of photograph.
Yeah, they loved it, and it was really, I think, the only sports type photograph that he had allowed on the cover.
It's pretty interesting there. That's good. It's good. Now we also. Then just the number for El Camino College, since that was the red helmet, what number were you in El Camino College?
77.
Oh, 77, okay, good. Just wanted to make sure we knew all about that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there you have it from Fred, and we had another comment from someone who wanted to know your number at El Camino College. That's Kathy, and that was it,
77.
Okay, 77, Sunset Strip. Now, we always talk about the politics of sports. In the last few seconds here of this segment, here's some weird stories this week. The Cowboys get into a partnership with the Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Ah, yes.
And they're supposed to announce it on July 4th. They have AK-47 Espresso, Silencer Smooth, and Murdered Out Coffee blends that they've put together. And now everybody's upset with the Cowboys.
Yes,
it's like, you know what?
Of course.
Anybody can name their thing whatever they want to. For gosh sakes, let's not get crazy. Then you got the Oakland fans are sitting there. The game ends early on the July 4th, and they're waiting for the fireworks to start. And because it was only 2 hours and 27 minutes, boy, they moved that game along. They got some fans got hit with bullet fragments from neighbors around the Oakland Coliseum that were getting some shrapnel.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then this climate activists wanted to disrupt a baseball game, as they said Joe Biden is a failed president, and they said they want to leave everything on the field. They want to go to this year's annual congressional baseball game where the people were shot here just a few years ago, and they want to go ahead and protest. I say stay out of there. The congressional baseball game.
I think they should already have the paddy wagons.
Ready to go.
Ready to gassed up and ready to go.
Ready to go. You're absolutely right. So we have that for you, and it's just, you know, then we got basketball players that are still locked down in Russia, and so they're getting upset. And finally, Joe Biden is writing letters on behalf of the NBA WNBA star over there.
And, you know, I didn't realize that girl over there,
yeah,
was 6'9"
Brittany,
tall.
Brittany Griner, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
she's 6'9". Supposedly a good basketball player.
She's supposed to be great.
And her wife. I saw her. Boy, she's very attractive.
Yeah, and she
is. I think it's somebody that you could be interested in.
They wrote a letter to her from President Biden to say he's doing what he can to get her out.
Yeah,
all she
right.
had was CBD oil. Yeah, good luck with Joe.
Yeah, you know, Trump wouldn't even go down the hall when someone said, "We have Mr. Khrushchev on the line here. Why don't you talk to him?" She'd be on an airplane already.
Birthday show with Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. So, final story of the week. This was a good one here that we have here. Joey Chestnut always eats at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and he was there again this year, the USA, and he won his 15th title in 16
years. Incredible.
He is, and apparently a protester comes up while he's eating his hot dogs, a guy named Scott Gilbertson out of Berkeley, California. Kid is 21. He's been charged with criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, and harassment, according to the New York Police Department, and apparently, Joey Chestnut just took one hand and stuck his neck down and held him down for 5 seconds until somebody could pull him
away. Yeah, he was interrupting the digestive process of those hamburgers.
Chestnut kept right on eating, and so Gilbertson says, I felt like it was unnecessary for sure about Chestnut's reaction. I had the mask on, so I couldn't see who it was. I assumed it was a security guard, and then I saw the video. It was Joey. I was surprised, and you know what?
Oh,
hey, Gilbertson, stay out of there. Someone comes to me with
hurt.
A mask on.
Feelings were hurt.
So Chestnut is, he said the mask hindered Gilbert's vision, triggered Chestnut's reaction. He said, Joey said, I was freaked out a little bit because he had the mask on. I saw the mask, and I think that's when I realized it doesn't belong here. He kept right on eating.
Well, how many times do you see things like this? Didn't we just talk about the congressional baseball game
when
people start getting shot?
Yeah.
This guy, this lunatic, this non-eating hamburger guy, he could have jumped up there with a butter knife and stabbed Joey.
Chestnut said he thinks the incident with the protester might have cost him 3 hot dogs, but he did eat 63.
He should sue him.
20 ahead of the runner-up, Jeffrey Esper. So congratulations to Joey Chestnut for winning. That is good stuff.
Well, that's
for you.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
Isn't it? I think it is.
Melanie is here. She says, even though I'm a huge Packer fan, I've forgotten for what you did to Scott Hunter and Jim Delgazio. So I'm wishing you a very happy birthday and many more. And Ingrid says, happy birthday, Fred. Enjoy your special day, and God bless you. And that's our show.
And you know something?
Yes.
I want to just say thank you very much. And I wish Scott Delgazio and Scott Hunter a very, very happy 4th of July, and God bless you guys.
All right, there you go. That's our show. If you missed anything, email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, and Twitter, Fred_Dryer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
I think it's the 118 freeway to the ramp, isn't it?